Bank of America will settle claims with some unhappy investors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Bank of America in just a minute. First, President Obama is taking questions from reporters at the White House today. It's his first press conference since March and the first since the debt ceiling talks became so heated. Mr. Obama says the economy still has a long way to recovery.
There are a lot of folks out there who are still struggling with the effects of the recession. Many people are still looking for work or looking for a job that pays more.
The president just moments ago, and as I mentioned, he is still going on with that press conference. Bank of America said today it's going to pay $8.5 billion to settle claims by some investors that the bank improperly managed their money in mortgage-backed securities. It's the largest big bank settlement to date in the wake of the housing bust. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Investors who bought securities made up of mortgages that went sour in the housing bust are now looking to get their money back. Today's deal could be the first of many, banking consultant Bert Ely.
This is somewhat breaking the logjam, and that 2011 may be the year in which all of the large banks decide, you know, let's just get this behind it, kind of cleans the decks.
Ely says banks are eager to put these bad loans behind them. In Bank of America's case, the bad loans came from the subprime lender Countrywide. Bank of America acquired Countrywide in 2008. Investors who bought securities made up of Countrywide loans say the loans didn't live up to promises about their quality. And they say Countrywide didn't keep accurate files about them. The Bank of America settlement could wipe out the bank's profits for part of this year. Ely says it's unclear whether this will kickstart new mortgage lending, but it could pave the way for Bank of America to make a profit in 2012. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In Greece, the parliament today passed a controversial austerity bill. It was a requirement for that country to get more bailout money and avoid default. Yet thousands of protesters are still on the streets of Athens fighting with police. Reporter Joanna Kakissis is with us from the center of the city, Syntagma Square, across from the Parliament building. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Steve.
What were the protests like in the streets there?
Well, compared to other demonstrations, the crowd today wasn't huge. The people who were there, however, were determined to stay there. They had smeared liquid Maalox, you know, the stomach acid medicine, on their faces to close their pores and keep the tear gas from stinging. But there was anger. Hundreds of young militants threw rocks at riot police, and police responded with lots and lots of tear gas. It was pretty hard to breathe there.
I can imagine. So the parliament approved these cuts, Joanna. Where does this leave us now? Does that mean the debt crisis is solved?
Well, this means that Greece won't go bankrupt next month. It has money to pay its bills for a few weeks. But that doesn't mean the debt crisis is solved by any means. Greece still owes more than $450 billion, let's not forget. And the austerity program has worsened the recession, and that's hit a lot of Greeks hard. They don't think the cycle of loans and austerity measures is going to lead anywhere. So, no, the protesters aren't going to go home.
They're not going to go home anytime soon. Do the Greeks have any awareness of what the stock markets think of these protests? Are they surprised that the markets don't seem to be bothered by the situation?
Well, you know, Greeks don't really care what the stock markets think. Many have lost their jobs, and almost half of those under 30 can't even get jobs. So, and retirees have seen their pensions cut drastically as well. This crisis is very personal for them, and they don't care whether the world markets are going up or down.
All right. Reporter Joanna Kakissis in Athens. Joanna, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The Dow is up 61 points, about 0.5% at 12,249. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde will take over as chief of the International Monetary Fund next week. Emerging markets had hoped someone from outside of Europe would have gotten the nod.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The maker of online games Farmville and Mafia Wars is hoping to raise up to $2 billion from investors. Zynga will file paperwork today for an initial public offering that could value the company at as much as $20 billion. John Moe is host of the Marketplace Tech Report, and he's with us now live. Hi, John.
Hey, Steve.
So $20 billion, huh? That's the same, it seems like, as the two biggest video game makers combined. How is that even possible?
Well, Steve, it's like you say, let's do the numbers. By last count, Zynga had 270 million people worldwide playing its games. That's huge.
Yeah.
And the games are kind of a refreshing change of pace from a lot of games out there. You don't need to be a gamer. They're easy to figure out. There are rewards within the game to stimulate that pleasure center, and that's always satisfying right there.
Zynga's Farmville, John, is clearly or could be one of the biggest on Facebook right now. What happens when these other big companies start making rival games?
Well, of course, they're working on it. But here's the thing. Zynga is really a social media company disguised as a game company. The games themselves aren't much. They're pretty crude, really. But they encourage you to play with your friends and connect and get those friends started playing. Zynga has been able to really attract some top-level executives in Silicon Valley who totally understand social media. That's going to give them an advantage over game companies.
And how does Zynga make money, John? How does it do it?
Well, it's free, and you can play it for years without paying a dime. All these games are. But you can upgrade and advance faster in the games if you make little purchases, a dollar here, a dollar there, and multiply that by 270 million users. It adds up in a hurry, and especially because they're selling stuff that they don't have to make. It's not real. It's imaginary. There's no overhead. They're selling pixie dust. And, Steve, the pixie dust market apparently is booming right now.
Booming right now. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Finally, John Malkovich is getting into the fashion business. The actor's clothing brand is called Techno Bohemian, a name, he says, it comes from an unknown, unpublished Italian novel. Malkovich, of course, has plenty of Hollywood company in the fashion business. He can only hope he has the staying power of Mary-Kate and Ashley. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. Grab the podcast while you're there when you're checking out the numbers. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.